At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I'll be your host tonight. And I'm looking forward to tonight's program. I'm excited. I have a guest with me tonight. Psychic medium Kelly Miller is in the house. Woo-hoo! And so I can't wait. And so I just appreciate you all tuning in tonight and being here and. We will be taking your calls. Kelly will be doing a few readings here and there, and we'll be getting to know her, and we'll be doing that here shortly. But right now, we're going to pull the card for the show. I always start this way. It's a Gaia card, and it says healing. On the bottom of the card, it says reconnecting with your true nature. And the one thing that I would really encourage you to do is to really connect. I don't know. I just feel like that something's going to go on this week that we really need to be connected with our inner self, the spirit within us. You know, a lot of times, you know, the reason why the world shakes us is that, first of all, we're not grounded, we're not protected, we're not rooted, we're not where we need to be. So especially this week, I don't know exactly why I'm feeling this way, but it's exactly this week. You know, please, please be sure that you're grounded. Be sure that you're really connected with that heart center, okay? And reconnecting with your true nature. And that's where we all are right now. You know, in the last couple of years, if you watch the last couple of years, 2011, 2012, and now this year, it has been a change, a constant change for a lot of us. And, you know, so be connecting with your true self is what it's all about right now. All right? We're going to go ahead and open with prayer. And then we're going to play our opening song. And then we're going to get Kelly on here. Right now, we do have a lot of people on our switchboard. If you would like to try to get in, you know, I can't guarantee you'll get on. But I will give out our phone number. It is 347-327-9316. All right? All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for what you've done in my life today. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for what you've done in my listeners' lives today and what you've done in Kelly's life today. And Father, Mother God, what you're doing in this now moment. Because this now moment is all that we have, is right now. We don't have a promise of another now moment. But right now, in this now moment, you know, I know that you're going to speak to our hearts. And you're going to use Kelly to do that. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for Kelly. I just pray that you would just help her, that you would just touch her, that you would let everything that maybe, you know, those frustrating moments in life, let all that go away. And Father, Mother, God, just use her tonight. I've been looking forward. I've been so excited about this program tonight. because I believe that you're going to use Kelly to speak to all of our hearts. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for the gifts that are inside of her, the journey that she's been on, and the journey that she's going to continue to go on, and the doors that you're going to open for her. And I thank you so much for her. And Father, Mother God, again, I pray for my listeners right now. I pray that you would just meet their needs, and that you would use Kelly and I to do that tonight. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for that opportunity to touch lives. I don't take it for granted, and I know Kelly doesn't either. And so, you know, we understand the responsibility of that. And Father, Mother God, I just pray that you would surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And Father, Mother God, I just pray right now for the United States of America, that you would just cover us with white light right now. I don't know why, but just cover us with white light and protection. And we thank you for it. And we say namaste. And we say amen. Let's go ahead and put on a song. We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We will continue with my guest right after this song. Don't go anywhere.
Hi,
hello. How are you? Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. So it's a pleasure and a joy to speak to you this evening, and I'm glad that you agreed to come on. First thing, you got awesome energy.
Everybody says that, and you know, I got to tell you, if I get disconnected, I will call you back. I have a tendency that I am high enough energy that I do get disconnected a lot. So
okay.
If I get disconnected, right, I will call you back because I am pretty high energy. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's my problem sometimes. You know, when I have a lot of energy, I've noticed that I get disconnected as well sometimes. So yeah, if you disappear, we'll continue until you come back.
That works.
All right.
That works great.
Well, hopefully we'll get disconnected though. But I do appreciate you saying that. Now, for anybody that doesn't know you, and I don't really know you that well, could you just, in a nutshell, just tell us a little bit about yourself, whatever you feel like sharing with us?
You know, for the most part, I'm just like everybody else. I guess I'd like to start to say that because, you know what, I've got life experiences just like everybody else. So I'd like to think I'm pretty normal, although up until about 2 years ago, I did not realize I was abnormal. So, you know, needless to say, it's been quite the journey to figure out that I am a little bit different compared to everyone else, but I thought everybody had the same abilities that I had. You simply didn't talk about it.
Right.
So when I found out that I was a little bit different, I started kind of doing readings for people, and it's kind of gone from there quite rapidly, actually. So, you know, and at this point, I'm still a mom of two, and I am now doing this full time. I did manage a garden center that I absolutely love my job, so I had to let that go to do this, and it's just been kind of snowballing ever since. So
that's awesome. Now, when you stepped out, because a lot of people, you know, I think, you know, Kelly, I come across a lot of people that are afraid to step out. You know, they know that they have abilities. They know that they're supposed to be doing something, but it's scary. You know, I talked to somebody just yesterday, you know, about, you know, they know that they're supposed to be moving forward and stuff. But, you know, it's that instability, you know, that they feel like that it's not a stable thing. And it can be a little frightening. Now, for you, was it frightening or was it just something that you knew that you needed to do?
No, I knew I needed to do it, but what it boiled down to was I quickly realized this was kind of my calling. This is what I'm here to do. But as soon as I figured that out, I quickly realized, A, I'm never going to make everyone happy, and B, I don't care what other people think about me. Because honestly, that's none of my business anyway. So what it boiled down to was I really don't care what other people think about me. And if they choose to think something negative about me, well, it's usually because they're unhappy in their own life. And secondly, you can't be upset at someone who's ignorant, who doesn't really know anything about you. So, you know, it really wasn't too hard for me. I just kind of said, you know what, guys, this is who I am. And if you want to accept me for who I am, fabulous. And if you don't want to accept me, that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Right.
So I kind of just put it out there like that. You know, I am who I am. So, I've had some really positive responses. There's been a few people that don't agree, but like I said, that's okay.
Yeah, that's their
that's
stuff.
That's all right. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, because not everybody's going to understand. Not everybody's going to get us. And not, you know, and that's with everybody out there. That's what I would tell anybody. You know, you know, I think that we get really worried about, and you mentioned it, so I'm just going to talk about it really quick. I think that we all get worried about what other people think about us. And I think that sometimes that is holding us back. Would you agree with that? I think that.
I agree with that 110%. And the other part of it is, what hurts worse is probably family. I understand that.
Right.
But ultimately, you are who you are. So if they can't accept you for who you are, then again, like I said, it's they usually have issues of their own. So that's usually why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a lot of times, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people, you know, since I've been doing this, and I'm sure you have too, come across a lot of these that say, you know, I know that I'm supposed to be doing something, but, you know, you mentioned family. You know, what will my family think about me? You know, what will my family say? And, you know, and so, you know, the one thing that I would tell people, you know, it doesn't really matter. What really matters is you being true to yourself, and I'm glad that you chose to do that, because you know, I watched some of your YouTube videos today, and you have an amazing energy. You're an amazing person, and I'm glad that you didn't let fear or whatever people say stop you from doing what you're doing, because it's just totally amazing. And the one thing I will tell you, Kelly, you're going to move really fast. You're like on this fast track right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that, because like I said, I've only really honestly been doing this full time since November. I mean,
right.
I haven't been doing this very long, but it's
right.
really taking off very quickly. So yeah,
right.
I can see that.
Yeah, because I mean, that's one thing that when I was watching one of your videos today, I kept hearing my spirit guide said fast track, and I thought, okay, what are you trying to tell me? So I thought I'd share that with you, because you know
yeah.
it is going to move, and you know, and the one thing that spirit wants me to tell you is just be true to yourself, which you are, and I don't see any problems for you as you move forward. But now let's talk a little bit about your background. Now, is there people in your family that's intuitive, or how did you start realizing that there was some? You know, you mentioned that, you know, a couple years ago when you really started thinking, okay, something's different. You know,
yeah.
because I think, you know, I have a lot of people on here that say, you know, I didn't know that nobody else did this. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I you know, I had a mentor, and she kept saying that I was very intuitive, and
right.
I'm like, yeah, okay. But it took another psychic to say, do you know that you're intuitive? And I'm like, all right, now wait a second. Now you guys both are saying this. So there must be
right.
something to it. But then when I started talking to my friends and family about it, that's when I realized, okay, maybe I am a little bit different. So
right.
it took another person to tell me, do you know how intuitive or psychic you are? And I'm like, oh, I guess so. Okay. Yeah, sure. So, you know, and then just kind of snowballed from there. So, you know, I've told a few friends, and those friends told some other friends, and here I am. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk a little bit about mentoring. Do you think that mentoring really helped you or was real important to your journey?
For me personally, absolutely. And the reason why is it really changed my perspective. If I hadn't had this person teaching me, and everybody knows her as Miss Patty, if she hadn't have taught me how to change my perspective on things, I don't think I would be close to where I'm at. No way. I don't want to sit there and say I used to be a negative thinker, but I had a different perspective on things. But you know, you can choose to look at it one way or you can choose to look at it in a different way. And it's really a matter of perspective, but it takes time to do that. It's not something like you wake up and you're just like, oh, all of a sudden I'm a happy, positive person. It doesn't work that way. It does take practice. So
right.
thank goodness for her to teach me, you know, not only to think positively and think more optimistically, but, you know, here, read me, what do you think? And just kind of guide me along the way. She
right.
did a wonderful job with that. Absolutely.
Right. Now, how did you stumble across her, or how did Spirit lead her into your path? That'd be interesting.
I went through the spiritual awakening process probably 8 years ago, which I always knew I was a little different. So I went through the spiritual awakening process 8-9 years ago, and I quickly dove into anything metaphysical. So after
right.
that point, that's kind of, I met her through a Reiki. I became a Reiki master, and
huh.
she was the one to kind of teach me. So, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah, because
yeah.
I think that, you know, if we're open to it, I think that Spirit will bring those people into our path when it's time for those people, you know.
Yeah.
And,
when the student is ready, the teacher definitely will appear. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's important. To have, I have a few mentors, you know, because I think that we could have more than one, you know, because people, you know, there's different things that people teach
absolutely.
Us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, not
I
just
I would agree
one
with
person.
That.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because I think that sometimes we get hung up on that it's going to be one person. But I
yeah.
think, you know, life is a teacher, too, and you know,
yeah.
we learn every day from that. So
yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah,
absolutely.
And keep moving.
And I always tell people, you know, to have a mentor is great, but everybody has their own unique ability or their own unique spin on anything metaphysical. So I was really open to learning anything. So I literally sat up at the buffet table of metaphysics and just dove on in and just tried it all out. And some things I liked, some things I didn't like. But that's
right.
how you learn, by trying.
Right.
So,
and
uh-huh.
the one thing Yeah, and the one thing that I think, Kelly, is a blessing in disguise is the internet. You know, there is so much information. You know, that when I started on this journey, you know, years and years ago, back when I was a kid, there wasn't all this stuff out. You know, I didn't have that support, you know, and stuff like that's out there now. And so, you know, and that's what I tell people. You know, if there's something that you're being led to, you know, type it into your search bar and dig in. You know, and like what you said, you know, some of it's going to resonate with you and some of it won't. Take the good, leave the rest.
Right, exactly that. That's funny that you said that the first image I got was when I was a kid. And for whatever reason, I was really into paranormal things such as ghosts, poltergeists, you know, things like that. And there was no internet. I mean, so here I am trotting down to the library, and I'm like, okay, do you have anything about poltergeists? And the lady's looking at me going, okay, good. But just remembering checking out library books or just trying to find anything about metaphysical anything was very, very difficult, even when I was growing up. So thank goodness for the internet.
Yeah, and things are changing, and you know, the one thing that I think is changing also is the attitude of people, you know, towards metaphysical. You know, they're being more open now, and because people are looking for answers. You know, we got a world full of questions, and people are really wanting to know what's happening, what's going on, what's coming up, and I'm glad that, you know, there's you and other people like you that can help other people out there. So we're all working together for the same goal.
Yeah, and that's true. That's exactly it. That's very, very true. And that's what I always have to tell people. It doesn't matter if you go to me or another light worker. You know what? We're here to help people. That's why we're here. That's our job.
Right. You know, and I tell people, you know, find a person that resonates with you, you know, that energy, you know, find that person. And one thing that I tell people, Kelly, is, you know, like they could get a reading from me, then they could get a reading from you. You know, you're just might add stuff to what I've told them, you know, because not
exactly.
You know, because everybody picks up differently, and everybody can see things differently.
Absolutely.
So, right.
Absolutely.
We have some people waiting to talk to you. But is there anything else that you want to share with us before we get into the phones?
You know, not really, I guess.
Not off the top. Well, it might come to us later. We can talk in between calls.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I like taking some calls, and then I talk a little bit, then we take some more calls and stuff like that. If you
sounds
get
great.
Tired, Kelly, I know it takes a lot of energy to read, and so if you get tired, if you need a break, you just holler, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right, make yourself at home, and appreciate your energy. Let's go ahead and let's talk to let's get Rachel on here with you. Rachel, you're on with Kelly. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Rachel. How are you? I'm doing wonderful. Kelly, I'm on a job search, and I'd like to know if you see any opportunities coming for me this year.
I do, but and here's the funny thing, is that it seems to me like you've been asking for a few signs. And the funny thing is that they've been giving them to you, but I don't think you've been paying much attention. Does that make sense?
I try to be very astute around with my surroundings, but I have been asking for guidance.
Okay. And for whatever reason, how have you been dreaming lately?
My dreams are very chaotic and they're very bizarre.
Okay. Have you been looking up the meanings behind those dreams?
No.
There's the sign. The biggest thing is that I think everyone has spirit guides, guardian angels, kind of the same thing, really. But everybody's got these spirit guides, and their job is to help literally guide you down your life path. They have been trying to send you signs, signals, things like that in your dreams, and you just haven't really been looking up the meanings behind those dreams. So what I would tell you to do is look up the meanings behind your dreams. I do think there is an opportunity coming for you in about 3 weeks. Just hang in there, okay? Just kind of hang in there. I don't see anything coming for about 3 more weeks, but I do see something very positive coming your way.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
I'm very open, and the sooner it gets here, the happier I'll be.
Yeah, and you know, it sometimes it takes things to manifest a little bit. Sometimes it takes things behind the scenes to get there. So be patient in the meantime. You know, concentrate on your passion. So I think everybody should have a career, and everyone should have a passion or a hobby. So in the meantime, concentrate on your passion and your hobby.
I will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yep, all right.
Thanks
for calling, dear. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was pretty good. So now I have a question that popped up in my head. Now, do you use different tools of definition, or how do you read? I mean, when you read?
It honestly depends. Usually,
okay.
I'll use tarot cards as a guide.
Okay. Right.
Sometimes when I'm doing readings, such as on the radio, on the stage, on things like that, I'll just do it however I hear it, feel it, see it, however it pops in.
Right. Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because it's different when we're on the radios and you know, when we're standing in front of people and you know, it's a little hard to be shuffling cards when you're, when you're out there on stage. Now, when you do pick up information from the spirit world, you know, you talk about seeing, hearing, and feeling. Now, do you do all of those, or is there one particular one that I mean, how did it start for you? Because I know how it started for me, but how did it start for you?
Well, I could always see as a child.
Okay.
So as a kid, I could always see. It did frighten me, to be honest, because, I mean, hey, I didn't have anybody to talk to. So it started off with seeing. And then it went to probably hearing them after that. But I quickly realized that if I tell them, okay, I'm scared, back away, they would absolutely do that. So I learned very quickly that I was in control of the situation. So it did take some of that fear away. So, you know, and then, of course, the feeling and the knowing just kind of came with it, I guess. That was kind of secondary. Now, my weakest link probably right now would be my clairvoyance, would be the ability to see. Just for the simple fact is that there's still just a little bit of residual fear that I'm still trying to work on. Otherwise, you know, otherwise that's really about it. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the one thing that I found that's, I was listening really close to what you're saying there, and the one thing I want to hit here is, you know, you said that you learned really early, and I think that it's important for everybody to hear and know, is that you knew that you were in control, and I feel like that for the metaphysical world, when we're dealing with spiritual stuff, we have to be in control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to know, you know, who we're talking to, what is going on, and if it makes, you know, if it's making us feel uncomfortable, when we tell, go away. You know, that's what I do. You know, if something's making me feel uncomfortable or a certain thing, there's a certain thing. If I start feeling that, I go, okay, I'm not dealing with that energy. And you can just go away. But we're always in control, and that's one thing I want to tell people. You know, the metaphysical world is not a place to be afraid. It's a wonderful place, and you know, but you know, just be sure that you're always in control of when you're, and be careful what you're dealing with. You know, how you're, you know, there's certain things that you need to be careful on, but you know, just protection and stuff like that, and you know, you can learn all that on the internet.
And I learned very quickly. You know, personally, I was raised Lutheran, so you know, personally, I believe in God. If you guys believe in something else, just insert your own word there, and that's fine. But you know, I always do everything, God. Just God help me out here. Just make sure that I'm connecting to the right person. You know, God, angel, spirit, guys, make sure, la, la, la. And that's usually how I start my sentence. God, angel, spirit, guys, help me with this or that. That's usually how I start my sentences.
Right. And you answered a question. You already answered one of my questions. I was going to ask you if you grew up in a, you know, in a religious environment. And you already answered that. So
I did, and like I said, personally, that's what I believe in, but a lot of times when I do my seminars and lectures, I just tell them, you know what, whatever you want to insert is fine. I've learned a lot through this whole process just by honestly meditating and asking my spirit guide. Simply put, I'm like, well, what religion is right, which one's wrong, and what it boils down to is if you believe it's right, you're right.
Right, yeah.
So there's no arguing with that. I'm like, oh, that's easy enough.
Right. Yeah, and I think that, you know, that there's too much arguing in our world. We don't need to be arguing about spiritual things.
All the peach shakes, there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, there's other stuff out there. But let's go ahead and take some more calls here if you're ready. Let's go ahead and talk to, actually, Amy. Amy, you're on with Kelly. Oh, hold on. Okay, now you're on. Go ahead.
Hello?
Amy? Hi, yes. Amy.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kelly. What's your question, dear?
Well, I have another career question. I like the first caller. I actually submitted my application on Friday for a specific job, and I wanted to know if I would get that job.
It's a 50-50 shot, and let me tell you why. You, during the interview process, which, yes, you will get an interview, you need to sell yourself. Does that make sense? Make sure that you sell yourself and tell that person, I am reliable, I am dependable, I will show up to work on time, and I, you know, and just make sure that you got to sell yourself. Does that make sense?
No, not yet.
Here's my question. If you applied for the position, will you get an interview, or do they just hire you on the spot?
No, they don't do that, because it would be like a government transfer. It's a state government job.
It's a switchover. Okay.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I still think that there's one man in particular that you will have to speak to about this job. Does that make sense? And this one person, this one man, will be your possible, quote-unquote, boss, a higher-up anyway. This is what I'm saying, is that I really want you to make sure that you're selling yourself. The decision hasn't been made yet. You're not on the chopping block, but I'm going to be honest with you. I do see it being kind of 50-50 because free will affects everything. I think it's down to you and two other people at this point. So I think that you will probably hear something by Wednesday, however.
Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, I do think you'll probably hear something by this Wednesday, but depending on how they're going to lean, like I said, right now they're looking at all three of you. The biggest thing is that if they call you and just ask you a few questions, make sure that you sell yourself, okay?
Okay.
Just be like, yep, I'm reliable, I'm dependable, I'm ready to transfer and do whatever you need me to do. All right, just kind of be Johnny on the spot like that. All righty?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, thank you very much, Kelly.
You bet,
Michael.
Thanks, dear.
All right,
okay. Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and I'm going to just step in here cuz there's something going on with me, Kelly. So if there's somebody while you're talking to Kelly, somebody that passed from a heart attack because my shoulder's hurting, I know it's not my stuff. So if this is making sense to anybody, this would be a male that would have passed probably about 45. So if this is connecting with you, please let us know when you call in here so we can make this connection. Kelly, I didn't mean to step in there, but I was just feeling that, and I needed to try to make that connection. Okay,
no,
let's go
okay.
ahead. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Melvin. Melvin, you're on there. Oh, hold on. You will be in a minute. My switchboard is acting all crazy.
Hey,
okay, hi, Melvin. You're on with Kelly.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one question. How you doing, ma'am, Ms. Kelly?
I'm good.
I just want to ask you about a young lady on my job. I just want to know, is she interested in me? And if she is, will she tell me?
At this point in time, is she interested in you as a romantic relationship? No. Is she interested in you as a friend at this point? Yeah. Make your intent known. Ask her on a date.
ask her on a date?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's on the job. That's why I don't want to get, you know, involved too much on the job. But
well,
I just
and I think
like,
that you here's the deal is that you'll never know unless you ask. So you might as well just ask her, and if she says no, then you have your answer. But at this point in time, if I'm looking at it now, it seems to me, does she want to have a romantic relationship with you? No. Does she like you as a friend and have a friendly relationship? Yes.
Okay. All right.
All righty?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
All right.
Much.
Thanks, dear. Bye.
Okay. Thanks,
thank you,
Colvin.
No problem.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, and that's what we have to do sometimes. We just have to step out and,
yeah.
And you know, and take those risks. Otherwise, we'll never know. And,
well,
you know, what,
I would
what's
rather
up there.
I would rather have a no than always wonder what if.
Right.
Life's too short to be wondering what if. You just get up and do it, and you got your answer, and if not, so be it. Then it wasn't meant to be. You brush it off, you move on.
Yeah, because Kelly, I think that a lot of people out there in the world, you know, they sit around, you know, when they get older and they go, man, you know, only if this happened,
yep.
Only, you know, only if I made this choice, and, you know, and they had those opportunities, you know, but maybe they just let them slide by, and, you know, so yeah, you know, it takes risks, you know, and the only thing that could happen is you just hear no. No's not bad, it's just no. So,
just know. But you have a direction now. You have a clear direction, and now you know what direction you can take. So there you
right.
go.
You know, and I find that with spirit, and I'm sure you do too sometimes, my own. You know, it's funny when I try to read for myself, sometimes I hear no's, and I go, okay, can we do that reading again? So, you know, but it's usually no. You know, and it's okay to, you know, because sometimes, you know, when we ask spirit for stuff, sometimes the answer is going to be no at this time.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not going to open up for us at another time or an opportunity.
Right.
But right now, maybe it's not for our higher good, and we got to look at it that way. You know, sometimes we think that things are for our higher good, but not everything is, and spirit knows what's best.
Right.
We just got to listen and trust that. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Linda. Linda, hold on for just a second. Okay, you're on with Kelly. Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Linda. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good. I have another
good.
Career question.
Sure. What is it?
I have been applying for jobs nonstop, and I keep getting no's. Do you see any yeses coming in the future?
Okay, now I got to ask a question with a question, just because this is I'm giggling on the inside. Okay, what is it that you want to do?
Well, I know I want to get. I want to work with children, and I know I kind of wanted to be in the medical field. A part of me would like to get towards like research, but I'm not having any luck.
Okay. Here's what I absolutely love about all this, is that I saw you as being a nurse, but I did see you working with peds. So at this point in time, I know that you probably don't. Are you even an RN or an LPN at this point?
No, I actually get my bachelor's degree in August in science of health and wellness.
Okay, so it's very, very similar. The biggest thing for you is I keep seeing you as a nurse / counselor / teacher working with children. I think anything, as long as you're putting your focus in on those things, I think that you're going to have better luck. I do think eventually you will go into the research side of things, but I almost want to say your services are more needed with kids verbalizing, like talking to kids. Does that make sense?
Okay,
in
I actually
them
did apply
better?
For a position with a counseling department, but
and
I haven't heard anything back.
I still see you working in one of those three areas. I do think, actually, you're going to get hit up here in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I think you're going
Perfect.
To have two. Actually, I'm seeing two to. I'm still going to say two interviews for sure. The third one's iffy, but I do see two interviews coming for you in 2 weeks.
Do you see me getting either one of those?
I actually do. I think you're going to be offered both, to be honest. Okay. So then you're going to have to choose. So then you're going to have to choose,
perfect.
Which is a good thing. So the funny thing is, yes, I do see you getting two job offers. You'll just have to decide which one. The funny one is that I think you'll know almost immediately which one you want, so it won't be too hard of a choice. So that's good.
Okay.
So
awesome.
So, but yeah, give it
Thank
2 weeks.
You
just
so
just
much.
Hang in there, okay?
Oh, I will. I've been hanging in.
You have been.
All
you
right.
have been. All right. Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you,
bye.
Linda. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. Appreciate you calling me. You know, one thing that I say about all my callers, we got awesome callers, and you know, they're just awesome people. And so I appreciate
yeah.
everyone that calls in. And, you know, the one thing that I've noticed over time since I've been reading is the questions that people ask. You know, I remember a time in my life when people were always asking romantic questions. Now it's, you know, am I going to go to work, you know, things like that. It's just, you know, our society has changed a little bit, and that's what everybody's
yeah.
focused on right now.
Yeah.
You know.
There's lots. I've seen lots and lots of job changes just within the last year.
Right.
I've also been seeing, I don't know why, I've been seeing record number of divorces here
right.
lately too, from people that have been married for, you know, 20, 25 years are getting divorced.
Right.
I think, you know, somebody probably in the relationship is becoming more spiritually connected, going through the spiritual awakening process, and the other one isn't, and they've just
right.
had enough. So. Been seeing a lot of that, too.
Well, and the other thing that I've noticed, Kelly, along with people, is people moving. Not like just in
yeah.
the same state, but like moving like across the country.
Yeah.
You know, big moves. And I feel like the Spirit is putting people in place is what I feel like is going on. You know, Spirit, you know, might have you done where you are and needs you at another location. And so, you know, you have to be open to moving and change. And
yeah.
for a lot of people, I think that change, for a lot of people, including myself, it can be a little scary at times.
Yeah.
You know,
people don't
change.
Like change.
No,
yeah.
no.
People do not
no.
like change, but in order for people to grow as people,
right.
as order for them to grow just, you know, just even a little bit, you have to change. But
right.
I think everybody always hears the word change and they automatically think it's going to be bad. Well, change can
right.
be good. So.
Well, and our world has been in a change since about 2008, actually, when the economy
yep.
started shaking and stuff. So, you know, we are in a process of changing and a better world is developing. We just have to be patient to watch that develop.
Yep.
And, but it is coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yes. I agree.
yeah. But old things have to pass away for new things to come. And so,
that's right.
You know, and you know, that's what, you know, just look at everything that's been going on in our world, you know, in the last few years, there has been a lot of major changes. And,
yeah.
you know, so that's always good. Let's go ahead and before I go take another call, I had a question that popped into my head. And you talked about paranormal experiences. Did you have one that you would like to share? I mean, have you had...
Quite a few, actually. You know, growing up, here's the funny thing, is growing up in my house where I grew up in,
right.
it used to be a church.
Oh,
so,
okay.
yeah, needless to say, I was in the basement. That's where my yeah, uh-huh. That's usually, you know, where they, like,
yeah.
have dead people. So
right.
The funny thing was is they popped in and out once in a while. They didn't scare me. They're just like, holy moly, she can see me.
Right.
The ones actually that got me more than anything else, which still to me is different. I'm highly empathetic, meaning that I can feel other people's emotional state.
Right.
Yes. When I heard the ambulance go by, when I heard a fire truck go by, I almost knew not so much who the person was, but what the situation was going on.
Right.
I could feel that.
Right.
I could feel that somebody had broken their leg. I could feel that somebody had a heart attack. I could feel that. So when I heard the sirens go off, I scrambled. I hated the sirens. I still to this day don't like sirens. So
right.
lots of little things like that. So yeah. But mostly ghosts just kind of popping
right.
in and wanting a little help going home, and you know, I'd be
right.
like, God help them out, and they'd leave me alone. So
all right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, the one thing that I've noticed when, you know, when I deal with the spirit world and when I, you know, started with this a long time ago, you know, the same thing is, you know, it's like, you know, it would be like if you're in a mall and you're there and nobody's ever talking to you, and then all of a sudden somebody says hi to you, they recognize you. And so the spirit world is saying, wait, Kelly can see me. So,
yeah,
you know,
and they get excited. They do.
Well,
just
I mean,
like
yeah,
people,
some
they
of them,
get excited. They're like, oh, somebody knows I'm alive. Somebody can recognize me. Oh. And then they start talking really fast, which is usually
right.
why I talk so fast, because
right.
I'm trying to keep up with them.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's one thing that when I was growing up, I always liked to watch John Edwards, and I could never understand why he talks so fast.
Yeah.
And then when I started this, then I was like, okay, now I get it, because the information comes so fast.
Yeah, it comes very fast, and whether you hear it, you feel it, then you see it, and all you're getting almost hit all at once, but you only
right.
have one mouth to spit it out with, so it is tough.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Let's go ahead and get some more calls on here if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and talk to Lisa. Lisa, thank you for your patience, and you are on with Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. I'm doing great. What's your question, dear?
Let's see. My Freddie, that's my fiance, he had like a knee scope done about 3 weeks ago, and that went well and whatnot, but it seemed to have triggered some breathing issues, and we've been to the doctors and whatnot, and I don't know if we're really getting anywhere. I just wanted to know if you could help me out or feel some sense about, you know, they say it's not, his lungs are clear and whatnot, but he's still just having some issues with breathing. So I'm losing a lot of sleep, kind of watching him sleep when we go to bed and stuff to make sure his breathing's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of, if you can feel any vibes with his health or whatnot.
The funny thing was, the minute you even just said hi, I immediately got knee pain, which I was like, whoa, then we're connected there. But what I did see is he on any blood thinners at this point?
No, he is not.
Okay, and to me, did they check him for a possible blood clot in his lungs?
Yes, they did.
And they didn't find anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, then it's either this or this other one that I thought of too. It, for whatever reason, seems like because it's in his lower lungs, and I couldn't decipher if this was my, and I, forgive me because I'm a horticulturalist and not a doctor, but you
sure.
know how your diaphragm pushes down in order for your lungs to fill with air?
Sure.
It seems to me like his diaphragm is not getting pulled down all the way so he can get that deep breath of air. It's kind of one of two things. One, I do think he had a blood clot in his lungs. I think
okay.
that it's a little damaged, kind of like, you know, you sprain your ankle. It takes a little
sure.
while to heal. I think
okay.
that there was a mild blood clot. I do
mm-hmm.
think that his lungs are still healing. However, it seems to me like his diaphragm is not pulling down all the way to give him that full breath either. So it's kind of a two-folded deal. I would go to, and I know it sounds weird, but I would go to a chiropractor and see if he can't adjust that to get
okay.
your diaphragm kind of set in the right spot. I do think there was a mild blood clot, but I think it's going to heal on its own, but it's like a sprained ankle. It takes a
okay.
while. So just
okay.
be patient. Try to make sure that you wash your hands and everything else so you don't give him a cold, because if he gets a cold at this point, then I'd worry. So,
okay.
his lungs aren't going to be able to fight it off quite as well. But, you know, it just seems to me like it's twofold. It's in one of the lower lungs there, and then his diaphragm isn't pulling down all the way. So, but
okay.
I think it's very fixable. Just give it time. Just give it a little
sure.
bit of time, but it's going to heal on its own.
Okay, hon.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, dear.
Okay. Good night.
Thank you, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kelly, can you give us your website address so people can get hold
yeah.
of you?
Sure. My website is www.psychickelly.com.
Okay. Yeah. And check it out. I love your picture over there.
I try to make it big lettering because it's so funny. A lot of my friends need cheating peepers to read. And I'm like, all right. So I knew that with my website, I wanted big lettering so you didn't have
right.
to put on cheating peepers to read.
Right. Well, that's the same way with my site. I mean, my site, you know, it is a little bigger print than some of the others in the world. And so it's the same thing as, you know, well, I was having a hard time seeing my own stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I
yeah.
think I might need to make it a little bigger here. But, yeah. And I
yeah.
think it's good to be able to see it really quick like that. But
yeah.
And so it's www, what is it again, just in case?
PsychicKelly.com. And like I said, Kelly just with an I.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. And yeah. And, you know, check it out. And also, if you missed that, you know, we'll be saying it again here before the end of the
yeah.
show. And so we'll be keep
yep.
saying it over
and
over. Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
Currently I'm booked out just a little ways. I'm booked out about a month and a half. So, but I am doing
okay.
it every day, so I'm trying to catch up. But
all
I am
right.
booked out a little ways. So I tell people just to be patient with it, but it's worth the wait. So.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you do have to wait sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and talk to Don. Don, you're on with Kelly. Hold on for just a second. There you go. Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Fabulous. What's your question, dear?
Well, I lost someone very close to me about a year and a half ago, and some days I just really have a hard time still, and I guess I just need to know or feel that comfort. Just to know if she's still there, if there's things that I should be looking for, if she's okay, you know, anything that you can tell me to give me some sort of comfort, because just the not knowing is killing me.
Now, was she sick when she had passed?
Yeah.
Okay. Was this a very good friend of yours? She wasn't family, was she?
Yes, she was.
Oh, she was family. Was she a sister of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's showing
my mother.
Oh, your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, once I hear her, now we go. Okay. I was just getting, she was a little fuzzy, so I was asking her to dial down, and I'll dial up so we can meet her here just a little bit. First and foremost, she feels as if she did not say this enough in real life, but she is saying, would you please acknowledge and tell her that I love her very much? Secondly, she is coming around you, but she's saying that you're not noticing. Do you notice? Do you have a phone? She's saying something about your phone. Has it been acting funny?
The home phone or the cell phone?
I want to say your cell phone.
Not really.
She keeps saying something about a phone, like she's calling you on the phone or doing something on the phone with you. I'm a little unsure what that means. Like, she keeps showing me the phone. Secondly, have you dreamt about her?
I actually just did for the first time a couple nights ago, but I thought it was weird that I never really did.
Right.
And just a couple nights ago, I finally did.
Yes. And she just wanted me to acknowledge to you that that dream was real. So what it means to me is that you it's called astral traveling. You leave your body, you go home, you get some hugs, and you come on back, okay? So she's just simply letting me know that you did come visit her, but you hadn't been getting very good sleep either. So if you try to get better sleep, she'll be able to come visit, or you'll be able to go visit her a little bit more often. You know, I know that she's not doing it so much anymore, but she was waking you up at 3:30 or 3:33 on the dot. Again, just letting you know that she's okay. She's been, I don't want to sit there and say fairly quiet, but she's still trying to kind of learn the ropes up there, so to speak. You know, the other thing that she does is she does drive with you. She's also acknowledging to me, too, that she says, I hear you. Does that make sense? She says, I hear you. So I don't know if you're talking to her or acting as if she's right across from you, but she does hear you, honey. Okay? She does hear you. And I always tell people that if they've lost a loved one, ask them to show you a sign. And if you don't believe me, ask them, because they will always show you a sign. Somehow, some way, they will. And I always tell people, you'll know it's a sign because you automatically question it. Did I just see that? Did I just hear that? did I really just smell that? If you have to question it, I guarantee you it's just fine. Okay?
Right.
But she transitioned real quick.
Yeah. Kelly, Dawn dropped, and so she's not on with us anymore. So I just wanted you to know that. Yeah, you know, that was awesome, and hopefully Dawn, you know, can get that information. And if she didn't get it all, it's all archived,
yeah,
so she can listen to it. Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, she just, I don't know why. Sometimes it just drops calls, and we are in a retrograde right now, so that's affecting electronic stuff.
Lovely. Yes. Trust me. I just broke my DVD player.
And that's what I tell people, especially this Mercury retrograde is really messing, you know, with our emails. I've been sending out emails and getting them back, and I know that I have the right addresses. And so, you know, it's really hard to communicate right now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I've been telling a lot of people, even in relationships, there's miscommunication and misintention all abound. So just I've been telling them to duck and weave.
Yeah. Well, and also just be, you know, especially right now, I would tell people, you know, be really clear what you're trying to express.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even ask the person, say, okay, did you understand what I just said? You know? So there isn't that miscommunication, because a lot of fights are going on. And I think it's just, you know, somebody hears something and think, okay, that's what they said. And you know, there's just a lot of miscommunication going on right now. So
there really is.
You know, that's what, especially when I'm dealing with business right now, I always, you know, when I'm talking to, you know, a guest or somebody that I'm, you know, getting ready to bring on the show, I said, okay, did you get that date right? You know, do you got that on your calendar? Because one time we were in a Mercury retrograde and I was booking guests, and I had like 3 guests booked for the same day. That was, so I wanted to be clear.
I did that already this week, so I've had to switch a few things around. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but I did that 3 times this week. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff happens. Let's go ahead and talk to Ellen and get her on here with you. And she's been waiting for a little bit. So, Ellen, you're on finally with Kelly. Appreciate your patience.
Hi, Kelly, and hi, Michael. How are you this evening?
We're good.
Fabulous.
Well, I'm calling just to see if I can have a message from my guides or angels. Whatever they have to say, I'm willing to listen to them.
First and foremost, I got words of encouragement. Excuse me, I'm trying to come. First and foremost, I got words of encouragement. The first thing I heard is, you're doing it, keep going. Does that make sense? You're doing it, keep going.
Okay.
So, la, 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 la. You know, really, you're doing a really good job. The one thing, if I could have you, the one thing that they're kind of relaying to me is that if I were to ask you, do you have any goals? I know that sounds weird, but do you have any goals at this point in time? Everybody should have a certain goal, but if I were to ask you if you could give me 5 goals that you'd like to accomplish by the end of this year, would you be able to do that?
Not 5, maybe about 2 or 3.
2 or 3. And it seems to me like the biggest thing is it's almost like you have that intent. You've been putting the intent out there, and it's building. It's coming. So I'm just going to tell you to hang in there, sister, because it seems to me like you're wanting those goals, and by George, you're going to hit them. So it's almost kind of like, I don't want sister to say be careful what you wish for, but for Pete's sake, you're doing it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm happy to hear it. It sounds like a wonderful message. I've been kind of on the downside lately, not feeling well, and I was just wondering if there was something else involved with not feeling well, whether because it's hard to focus and actually work on your goals when you physically just don't feel well. So maybe this is,
Here's the deal, is that 2 things, actually. One, the first thing I got was maybe possibly your thyroid, but I think you might have gotten that fixed, or you may have gotten that already checked out. Is that the case?
I did a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. But I think it may dip down again here for you, so that you may want to get that checked out again. But the second one is
I know with this weather, it's been kind of difficult, at least in Nebraska where I'm at. It's been a little difficult to go outside. The easiest way for you to rebalance and recenter is one of two things. One, going outside,
mm-hmm.
and two, taking an Epsom salt bath. I don't know why that came into my brain, but
yeah.
that's what I do to get my energy back. Take an Epsom salt bath.
Yeah.
I don't really think that there's anything physically ailment wrong. I think you're just tired, girl.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But take an Epsom salt bath. For whatever reason, I think that's really going to help with your energy levels.
Terrific.
And just and monitor the thyroid. It kind of goes weird every once in a while.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Thanks, dear.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ellen. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And let's go ahead and let's talk to, well, let me, my switchboard all working here. Stacy, you're on with Kelly. Hi. Whoop, hold on. You're spinning around. You'll be on in a minute, I think. Okay, there you go, Stacy. Now you're on. Hi.
Hi, Kelly. I guess
hi,
I'm going to bring the one, hi, I'm going to bring the one love question you haven't had so far.
Hey.
Hey, I've been with someone kind of off and on for a year. We've always kind of felt kind of like we have that connection because we both have suffered a lot of loss in the past couple of years with grandparents and my father. But he's really kind of indecisive and it's going nowhere. So
mm-hmm.
I've kind of said, you know, I'm going to back off until you can kind of make some decisions. And so I guess your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Here's the deal, is that I want the guy who's going to put you in first place. I want the guy who wants to hang around you. I understand that, guys need a break once in a while, but for whatever reason, I don't think that he's, has he ever put you in first place?
He did right at the beginning.
At the beginning, and then it just kind of went...
Yeah, well, he kind of pulled back. There's some other stipulations that we work together, and so there's kind of some complications there when it comes to that. So
yeah, and for whatever reason, it looks to me like it's beginning to fizzle out. And
okay.
What's good, what I can sit there and say is what's really good about it is that you guys were there for each other when you needed each other the most. So this was not a loss of anything. And I don't want you to look at this relationship goes by the wayside tomorrow. This was not a loss of any of your time. You learned a lot about yourself that you didn't know before. But secondly, he really was there when you needed him the most, and you were there for him when he needed it the most. So, like I said, at this point in time, it seems to me as if it's kind of on the downhill slide.
Okay.
But you know, again, free will affects everything, so you never know. But the way things are looking for me, or looking from my perspective, it does seem like the relationship is beginning to fizzle out.
Okay.
So, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Darn it. All right, thanks, dear.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacy.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, that's the case, you know.
And I hate those because I want to tell them all happy things, but you know what? That's, you know, you got to be real too. So darn
yeah.
it.
Because that's what people are looking for. I mean, you know, they want those real. You know, I think they really want those real answers. But sometimes, you know, it does hurt initially. But you know,
yeah.
You know, spirit wants what's best for you, and sometimes, you know, as readers, we have to tell you what we're seeing, and you know that does.
Yeah.
It's like with me. I mean. When I have those things, it really, because I'm an empath, so I feel that emotion,
yeah.
and it's like, oh man, I really don't want to tell you what I see, but I'd rather tell you than deal with, you know, spirit later, and because I didn't tell you something, so.
Right.
Yeah. So, but let's go ahead, and I think we're going to get one more call on here with you.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to you, and then, but let's go ahead, and let's get Ronnie on here with you. Ronnie, you're the last call of the evening. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Hi, Michael. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Well, could be better, but I've had some major life changes in the past, you know, over the past couple months, and I feel that there's more coming. Do you see any more changes? What do you see?
You know what? Here's the deal is I saw two more yet. Yes.
Okay.
The funny thing is that I think that you're going to see the crap before it hits the fan. How about that? So that's what's at least going to be nice. It's not like you're going to just be trotting along and get bucked off the horse. You'll at least see the branch that's going to hit you in the face before it happens. But here's the deal. In order for people to grow as people, you have to go through these lessons. You know, and you know, are they the most comfortable thing? Well, no, of course not. But the easiest thing I can tell you is be able to get back from the horse, look back and say, okay, well, what did I learn about me from that situation? Oh, I learned how to be a strong, independent woman who now knows what I want out of life. So, I mean, you're going to go through bumps in the road. You know what it's like. Everybody does. You're just getting it all done in one shot. Why not?
Okay.
You're just going to rip the Band-Aid off fast. Hey.
No, I know. It's rough.
It is. But like I said, just, and I know this sounds very simplistic, try not to take it personally, but just know that things happen for good reasons, even though you don't see the reasons right in front of your face. But they'll make themselves apparent after a while. Okay? This is when I really tell people to just have faith.
Okay,
really.
That sounds good. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, dear. Thanks.
Okay,
thank
bye-bye.
You, Ronnie.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. And let's see. We could be sure everybody's off there. But, yeah, you know, that's sometimes with life we just have to keep moving forward. And you know, that's what I would tell people right now. Just, you know, move forward and trust Spirit.
Yep. Yep. And that is very, very difficult. When, you know, I go through life lessons too. I still have
right.
to learn as well. But I guarantee you, when I go through those life lessons, my guys are quiet. If anything, they'll push me into that lesson even faster. So,
right.
you know, I don't get help either, but it really is a matter of perspective. It really is a matter of how you look at that lesson. If you want to sit there and get drug in the mud for a while and get drug behind the horse, that's fine. But the sooner you curl up on the horse, the better. And sometimes you even get a new horse out of the deal. So, hey, it's just really a matter of perspective.
Definitely, and you know, and that's the way we're looking at it. You know, definitely, because you know, it's like with me. You know, sometimes I can, you know, I can waddle around and feel sorry for myself and say, "Man, you know, why is this happening to me?" But when I say, "Okay, Spirit, what are you trying to show me about myself right now?" You know,
mm-hmm.
what are you trying to teach me? You know, and I've gone through some really, you know, hard times in my life. But through those hard times in my life, I've become a stronger person. Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, sometimes we think, you know, I think for some reason when we think we're spiritual or whatever, you know, we're not going to have problems in life. Well, yeah, we are, because they're there to teach us, you know, and make us stronger. You know, the old saying, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been through just about everything. I mean, you know what?
Right.
I've been through divorce. I've been through a bankruptcy. I've lost my business. I've done it all, but at least
right.
at the end of the day, I'm glad I did it, because it makes me who I am. And
right.
I don't look at them as mistakes. I look at them as life lessons. But you know what?
Right.
I can at least sit there and say, I did it, and I did it 110% my way. So
right.
at least I can sit there and say at the end of the day, but that makes me who I am.
Right. Definitely.
So yeah, I don't regret anything that I've done. No way. Not for one
right.
second.
Well, Carolee, unfortunately, it's time for me to say goodbye to you. But before we go, can you give us your website one more time, just in case somebody wants to get hold of you?
You bet. It's www.psychickelly.com.
All right. And, Kelly, it's been a pleasure having you here tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed yourself. You're awesome at what you do. Keep doing it. And, you know, keep being you. That's what the
All
only
right.
thing I would tell you.
I will.
All right. Yeah, and we'll have you back here in the future. All right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, please check out our website. You know, and we're sorry we didn't get everybody on, but that's just how it rolls around here. And you're learning that. So the one thing I would tell you is when we have guests on or when I read, call in early. Okay. Some readers read longer than others, and so, you know, everybody's different. And so this is calling early, and if you, like I said, you know, Kelly told us that she's booked a little bit, so But if you would like to book with her, you know, go to her website and check her out, okay? If you would like to learn about me and what I offer to you, you can go check out my website, www.spirituallyawakening.com, and you can check out upcoming guests at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. My email address is spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. Be sure you get that S in there, because there is another spiritualawakening@gmail.com, so be sure you get the S behind there. spiritualawakenings@gmail.com. All right, and if you forget all that, you just go to my website, and there's a form, and you can just fill it out, and we'll contact you, okay? All right, let's see. We do have a guest coming up Wednesday, I get my tongue all twisted up. Samuels will be here on Wednesday, and 6 p.m. Central. And then we will not be on air Friday or Saturday of this week. I will be out of town on those 2 days. So we will not be on air Friday or Saturday. I would suggest that you go to the show that we did last night. And I feel like that there's some messages in there for people that are listening right now. You know, a lot of times I wonder why people go to archive shows. But I've learned that a lot of times there are things there that's for you. You know, I tell people when I do mediumship events, and which I have one coming up, you know, when we do readings like this, I believe that if you listen, maybe you don't get on air with us, maybe not everybody gets a message, but in some ways you do. And that's what I tell people. If you just listen to other people's messages, it might also be for you. You know, spirit might be talking to you through somebody else's. And a lot of times that's easier for us to take sometimes, I think. You know, it's like, okay, maybe I have to tell you that your relationship's not working out. And maybe you really don't want to hear that, but you've heard that. And so that jars something in your head. And then you think, well, maybe spirit's talking to me. Just for you, something for you to think about, okay? All right. I believe that we're done, so we're going to go ahead and just close out for tonight. I appreciate you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being you. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there, I promise. Again, check out Kelly's website, and you can go to www.psychickelly.com. That's psychickelly.com. You also will be able to click on her picture on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net, most likely tomorrow, and she'll be up there where it says previous guests. I make it really easy for you, because we did have a player, and it was really confusing, I thought, for a lot of people. And so if you go over to our website, you'll see past guests. Now there's 3 pages over there. So just go over there, and that way you say, hey, you know what? You know, this person was on. I want to go listen to them. Make it really easy. There are players over there. Click on it. Listen to the show. A lot of you are doing that, actually. I get a report of how people are listening to the show, and a lot of you are using that resource. So go ahead and keep doing that. All right? Archive listeners, I want to talk to you for a minute. Because you don't call in here live, and you are really listening to the show. So I just want to talk to you for a minute. And I do this every once in a while, and I just feel like I want to do it tonight. I want to, first of all, say thank you for listening, okay? And the other thing I want to tell you is you are important. There's somebody listening to this show archive right now, and I want to talk to you. Because you're listening to this program, and you couldn't listen to me live, and so I want to talk to you personally right now. Okay? You're having a really bad day right now as you're listening to this show archived. The one thing I want to tell you is that day is going to pass. Okay? You've had several bad days. It feels like you've had looks like several bad years, unfortunately. But I want to tell you, and I don't know who I'm speaking to, but if this is resonating with you, then it's for you. The one that I want to tell you is your life's about to change. Within, I would say, next month, things are going to turn around for you. I feel like that this is a man that I'm speaking to. And so, just hold on. Okay? Just hold on. I know it's rough. I know it's hard. And I know that you have a family, and I know that you want to be that provider. And I know that you've been out of work, and it just feels like you've been struggling. But things are about to change. So don't give up now. Okay? Don't give up now. You know, archive listeners, I'm going to give you something to do. If you listen to the show archived, and because I'll do this every once in a while. So if you have a question, all you have to do is drop us an email, or you can go to the website at www.spiritualawakening.com, fill out that form, put in there, hey, you know, I have a question about this. I'll answer them. Okay? Maybe you can't listen to this show live, and I know a lot of you can't. So if you have a question, go ahead and send those in, and I'll answer them. Then you can listen to the answer. So you can be a part of the program, okay? You don't have to be live caller to be a part of the program. That's why we have emails. All right. You guys have a great night. Thank you so much for being you. We are out of here. Thank you, Rose, for helping out tonight. Appreciate it. And like I said, we will be on one more time this week. We will be on Wednesday. Please tune in. And if you can't tune in, listen to the show archive. All right. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye for now.